Okay, well, here's something. Any of you here competitive eaters? Any of you eat like it was competitive? Yeah? Yeah? Here? Pretty good at it? Do you ever think about going professional? You going to? No, you thought about it, but you're going to. Well, we got a guy here who's done it for a living. Where is he right now? Is he here? I don't know if he's even here now. Eric Silo Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, from the University of Wisconsin, who pays tuition through competitive eating and is going to go for it today in the donut, rapid donut consumption. Have a seat there if you would. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Read all about you. You're in what, engineering or something?
Yep, my senior year.
Yeah? Oh, cool. What sort of engineering is it?
Computer engineering.
Oh, okay. I don't know they engineered computers. How does that work?
Well, it's kind of like electrical engineering, so it does a lot with more with computer hardware.
Oh, really? So you'd be the guy who actually makes all that stuff?
Yeah, yep. But I'm gonna do a sales engineering role, so I'd be selling that kind of stuff.
How cool! Have you made tuition or at least books in miscellaneous by competitive eating?
Yeah, I'm approaching about $20,000 I made in that. So.
Oh, holy cow! You shouldn't probably say that. You can't declare all this, can you? You don't want to declare all.
I definitely do.
Oh, okay. So. Good man. You're a good man. And Silo, how long have you been called Silo?
For about 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's recent.
Yeah.
As a kid, did you eat?
My mom would probably say that I did, but I thought I ate normal, but maybe not.
And where'd you grow up?
Delano, Minnesota.
Oh, you did?
So just suburbs of Minneapolis.
Okay. All right. And what brought you to this great discovery that you could actually eat just about anything and very rapidly?
So there's this 3-pound cheesesteak challenge at Big Red's before it closed down on University.
You probably closed it down.
And you had 10 minutes to do it. And I think I just wanted a free meal when I did it and the free T-shirt. But I did about 5 minutes and 50 seconds. And that turned out to be like third fastest all time. And I just thought maybe I got something in this.
Wow. That started something big. And is there a sanctioning body? I mean, is there that governs competitive eating?
So there's actually like two main sanctioning bodies.
No kidding.
And I eat for mostly for a company called All Pro Eating.
You eat for All Pro?
Yep.
Is that dog food? No, that's good. That's something else.
No. Yeah.
That would be too terrible, wouldn't it? Oh, so you're an All-Pro eater. You're on their squad?
Yep, I'm ranked number 3 in their rankings.
In their ranking. Yeah. You know, 2-1?
Yep. I don't like them very much.
No. Have you run into them in some of those?
Yeah, they're both really good. So.
Yeah, yeah. They're not from around here, though.
So. One's from Connecticut, one's from Nebraska.
Okay, well, you don't care about them. They're not from around here. This is a little local pride going on here. And you can eat disgusting things as well?
Yep. Have you heard of lutefisk?
Oh, yeah, sure. Who hasn't heard of lutefisk?
So there was a competition run by All Pro. In 6 minutes, I ate 9.5 pounds.
That's what we should have done here, but we couldn't stand to be in the same room with it. 9 pounds, that's probably more than anyone's ever eaten in their lifetime. And I think you said it's in some interview I saw that you can't consider taste at all when doing this, or you can't do it, right?
Right, yeah. You're not thinking about that.
How do you shut off your taste thing? Like when you're facing 9 pounds of lutefisk, how do you shut off the smell, I guess it would be?
You just shut it off. That's, you just don't think about it. That's the easiest way that I can describe it. So.
Yeah, shut it off. And you're able to do that.
Yeah.
So you have great mind control, let's say, as well.
Yeah.
And is there a physical training that goes into it? Do you have to...
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. The main part is training your capacity. So that pretty much means, putting more and more stuff in your stomach to increase the volume where it's never been. And that's uncomfortable, to say the least. So
you have increased the volume. It doesn't look like your stomach is very increased compared to something I could mention. But how do you increase the volume of your stomach?
My main training regimen is like pounds and pounds of low-calorie vegetables, such as like broccoli, cabbage, that kind of stuff, and then as much water as I can handle on top of it. So in one training session, I've gained about 20 pounds.
Just from cabbage?
About 10 pounds of cabbage and the rest some food and water.
Cabbage puts weight on you?
So like 10 pounds of cabbage cooked is only about like 1,300 calories. And so I eat about 3,100 calories to stay at the same weight. So, it's...
What's the point then? I see if you're training. So you eat all those calories, a certain amount of calories anyhow, but it's low calorie, high volume.
High volume, yep.
Is that because of the gas from the cabbage?
Probably an added training benefit, yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Now we have, you you usually do, like, you like, is there a jelly donut competition per se? There's Polish, those Polish donuts.
Yeah, right? Yep. I did a team competition, and in the first minute, I ate about five, so yeah. I'm going to try to break that today.
What are they called? The
Polish tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes, yeah. Okay, and is there anything different between a tchotchke and the average jelly donut?
No idea.
No idea, okay.
I just eat.
Okay. So now I guess what we have here, we have a bunch of donuts, I don't know, maybe a dozen or so, or maybe a few more. On a table there, and some water. Water is part of it?
Oh, yeah. Water is definitely part of it.
Yeah. And do you soak the donuts before eating them, or do you...
These cups look a little small, yeah. But if you can dunk, you definitely want to. It just makes it easier to go down in pretty much any food.
Okay. That's true, like those hot dog competitions.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it. Okay. Yeah. So you will have a minute here. Now, I understand five is is your personal record.
Yep.
Is there a national record or a...
It's tough to tell because, you know, with these donuts, they could be different than anybody,
right?
You know, that anybody's ever eaten before.
Okay, so. And this is not a sanctioned event.
Really?
Has this been approved by the All-Pro people?
No. I mean, they're pretty lax. The other league, Major League Eating, they would not let me do this because you have to sign a 3-year exclusivity contract. Oh. You can only do their events.
Thank God you're an All-Pro. I mean, it ruined this whole thing here. Just sat and talked about them and stared at the donuts. All right, so you're going to have a minute, and I guess we will be timed. Who's timing this? Is Tony back in the booth?
Oh, okay. The phone is. Okay.
So the phone, when that starts, is that when it begins? And when it rings again, is that when it's over?
10 seconds when it rings.
10 seconds when it rings a second time, and then we'll count them down, I guess, the last 10 seconds. See how far you get. You're going for 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take your position here? It's very exciting, all of us here. He's shaking it out. He's a big guy, but they call him the silo, ladies and gentlemen. Arranging the water. The tongs got a plate there of jelly donuts with the frosting on them. Whole thing. Okay.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Oh, don't worry about that.
There's still a dart on the floor.
He was trying
right
to be helpful. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay with the dart there.
Good.
Yeah. All right. You're going to give us a ring to begin it?
He's shaking.
He's off. He's eating the first one. He's drinking water and going through the donut.
Full crouch.
Full crouch. Yeah. Full crouch. Drink more water. And there goes the first jelly donut.
Good.
Pretty good. Time-wise, we're doing here. Okay. Yep, lost a little bit of filling, but I don't think that counts against him. That's going to happen.
Oh.
Okay, second donut is going down a little faster, it seems like.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of water being spilled here, but that's okay. We'll get that later. Two down.
The throat muscles.
Yeah.
In spasm.
This is third right now. His concentration is amazing, really, when you consider actually what he's doing. He has amazing concentration. That's third one down.
Yes.
This is number four.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Oh, we have 10 seconds. He's got to get through this one.
Yes.
Down number four. Six, five, four, three, two, one. Yes. Oh, good effort. Hey, good effort. How many was that? Four? Five? Did you hit four?
Four.
Four donuts, not a world's record, but a massive, a massively good effort. The water was holding back a little bit. We didn't set a record here, but I think you did a great job. How'd you feel about that, Silo?
Felt pretty good, but these were big donuts, a little dry. So
big donuts and a little dry, but a massive effort. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Silo Dahl. Non-sanctioned event, did a great job. Four donuts in 1 minute. Thanks, Silo. Let's hear it for him. Very nearly tied his own best there. It was close, but they were big donuts and they were dry. They are big, actually. We should have got him some smaller donuts.
We should have him back. It's an annual event. I like it.
Yeah, and we can have different things. We can do.
Yeah,
I
next
like
time,
to do the
lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
I want to do the lutefisk one. That would be a good one. Yeah. Oh, that was great. That was great. And He has a website, too, so you can check that out. Well, just look him up. Look for Silo. Eric Silo Dahl, D-A-H-L. And I should ask him when his next big competition. When's your next big competition?
Right now, it's kind of the off-season.
So. Oh, you're in your off-season right now?
Yeah, but I'll definitely let you know.
Okay, let us know, because we want to follow your career. A lot of local pride going on here. There you go, Silo. You're a pretty good eater, though, John.
I don't do that.
Yeah. You know who's a good eater, actually, is our very own Lyle Anderson in the booth there. But he's a good eater in the sense of eating everything.
Everything on his plate.
On his plate, yeah. You know. But he's not rapid in the least. No. He's not quick about it. He's still eating some stuff we had on the road in the Mississippi. Yes. Yeah. You want to say anything? You know, try and see if your microphone works. Just so I know.
He likes cabbage.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. If you were eating competitively, what do you think you could do a pretty good job on in a short time? What sort of food?
Oysters.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I've seen them do it, actually.
Really?
Down in Oxford, did quite a few oysters. Because they were free, you know.
So. Oysters.
There's that element to it. Okay, there you have it. Thanks, Eric, for that. And a chance for a little tune here now. Tell us a little something about this song. Debussy or Stravinsky?
No, actually, neither one of those, strangely enough. Neither one of those. So.
You know what he said in his book that I thought was interesting? He said that orchestras don't play in tune. They're never in tune. Then he said pianos are the same thing. He said pianos are
never
in tune.
No, they never are. Even when they're like really, the tuner really nails it, it's...
Yeah.
The fifths are always contracted, and the fourths are always expanded, and there's different.
I always thought that weird, myself. Yeah. I'm pretty sensitive to those little.
Yeah,
variations.
You are. You're very sensitive.
It can drive you crazy. I mean, if you're someone who had like perfect pitch or something like that.
Yeah, it does. Like, people think perfect pitch is like a great thing, and you're going to be a great musician. But actually, no. A perfect pitch is you want relative pitch, but perfect pitch can just some people have it. It just drives them crazy.
Yeah. You're not one of those people.
No, I'm not.
Okay. This tune here, tell us about it. And where
it's
it
a tune
from.
Called Yesterdays.
Yesterdays, plural?
Yesterdays.
Yeah. Where did it come from?
And it came from, I think it was a Broadway musical called Yesterdays, I believe. Yeah.
Same name, huh?
Yeah, same name.
Okay.
I think. Is that right? Or was that the other song? I don't know. I looked them both up last night
Thank
so I
you.
Could
that
know
was
something
very
about them, and then I immediately forgot it all. So.
Okay.